Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Eric Tate as we talk Colton boys basketball, the Wildcats in the Thunder Classic this week. We'll talk about the first round game that was last night. So playing three games in 4 days as the Colton boys will get tomorrow, Friday off. But man, Coach, I feel like you came out, shot the ball well, had an 11-3 lead considering you really hadn't had a lot of practice time and gym time total. But St. Mary's making 13 threes. They ended up shooting the ball extremely well all night after that slow start. And man, 69-53 final score. What were your biggest takeaways from getting back on the court Wednesday?
I think, you know, we showed some things that just without practice that we needed to work on. Like you said, we came out hot, then we went on a bit of a drought. You have to credit St. Mary's a little bit, but also some things we could have corrected. I thought we did, you know, early, once they kind of got back into it, they got into their press and hurt us a little bit with that. You know, it seems like we've seen press a lot this year, so a little disappointed that, you know, we kind of take a couple possessions to always settle in, but that being said, you know, we cut it to five at half, and in the second half, I thought we handled their pressure and their press a little bit better. But you know, they're good. They're a good team, and it doesn't, you know, Big Seven league, our non-conference schedule. We, you know, we play good competition every night, so it's no different. Seeing St. Mary's, thought they're good. Good squad. They just knocked down more shots than we did. Some things we could have done differently. But, you know, all things considered, we battled till the final buzzer. We did everything that we can ask. We just got to fix some things. That's what we'll focus on tonight and as we go throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah, I'm sure it's tough. I mean, you know, you're in the same boat as everybody else, I guess, as far as that goes. But how do you have to change things, I guess, with, you know, you've had limited practice time, and now here you are playing back-to-back nights, no chance to practice. At least it's Hiawatha tonight, so maybe a team that at least you're a little bit familiar with. But, I mean, there's going to be a lot of three-game weeks, I think, later in the season, it looks like, as well. So how do you kind of prepare your team, I guess, to navigate with the cards that we've been dealt and just feeling like you're almost kind of starting over here again right now?
You know, we kind of just said it is what it is, and that's the schedule that's thrown at us. So, you know, I've heard of programs throughout the state that try to schedule three-game weeks to give themselves a look at what it'd be like in a state tournament week. And I think that's good. You know, you can spin it that way of, hey, this is something that we want to have as our end goal. you know, we're still a young team, you know, all these guys, while they're, you know, cutting their teeth through it, we still have the majority of our schedule in a month and a half. So,
yeah.
I think that we're going to, you know, we'll embrace it. We'll attack it. The guys will probably like it because they'll get to play more. So, you know, you play with the cards that are dealt. You just really have to, get the buy-in of, hey, here's what we have to work on when we get the chance. And, it's really interesting when you have these types of weeks and back-to-back nights, after a game, saying, all right, here's what we have to improve, and we have to do it by tomorrow. So it almost kind of locks them in mentally more because there's not the, okay, well, we have 3 days of practice in between, the weekends in between. So it can be a positive. Obviously, there's things that are going to hurt with it, but I think our guys will embrace the challenge and go attack it.
Well, hopefully you can come out and play well and still find a way to get a couple wins in the tournament this week, starting tonight with Hiawatha. We'll see you over there, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Coach Eric Tate of the Colton boys. The Wildcat Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Community Healthcare System, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Colton.